భగవతో సంబుద్ధస్ నమోతస్
భగవతం
శరణం
గచ్చామి
సంగం శరణం గచ్చామి
ద్వితీయంపి
బుద్ధం శరణం గచ్చామి తృతీయంపి ధమ్మం శరణం గచ్చామి తృతీయంపి సంఘం శరణం గచ్చామి తృతీయంపి బుద్ధం శరణం గచ్చామి తృతీయంపి ధమ్మం శరణం గచ్చామి తృతీయంపి సంఘం శరణం గచ్చామి వేదమణి శిక్షా పదం
సమాధ్యాదిన్నాదాన
వేదమణి శిక్షా పదం
సమాధ్యాచార
వేదమణి శిక్షా పదం సమాధి వేదమణి శిక్షాపదం
సమాధ్యామి
స్వామి వై మధ్య సమాదట్టాన వేదమణి
సురక్షితం సంపాదే ఉత్తర ప్రదేశ్ ఇక్కడ శ్రీ రామ్ కీత శమదేవకి ఆరాధన ఆచారం ஆனந்தி கேம்பா அறிவுறு சிவா மெழுகுமணி பின்வத்தினி பின்வத்தியணி ஸ்ரீதேசி கட்டகம் விநாயகாய் அதமது அக்கினி ஒற்றன் வாசி இந்தியோ நகரத்தி தர்மம் கேட்டிருந்தோ ராஜ்ய நாயகன் అవివేకి జీవన మాట్లాడే අපි නම් ශ්‍රී ලාංකිකයන් හැටියට අපි මෙහෙම අතිරු ගමනයි ඇලිමේ ඉතිරි කමක් ජායුක දුර කොහොමයි ඒ සඳහා පාලක පක්ෂයට ජනාධිපතිතුමන් ප්‍රමුඛ කොට සැම කෙනෙකුටම සමස්ත ශ්‍රී ලංකා වාසී ජනතාවටම සමස්ත ලෝකවාසී ජනතාවටම මම දේවයන් සමග දේවගම්ම දේවයන් කියන කලමින්ම ප්‍රාර්ථනා කරනවා. ඒ සමගම ජනාධිපතිතුමන් නැති අතිවරු පක්ෂ විපක්ෂ සෑම කෙනෙකුටම දේවයන් සමග දේවගම්ම දේවයන් හායක මානව ශක්තිය නොඅඩුව ලැබී ලස්සන හෙට දවසක් නිර්මාණය කිරීම සඳහා ඔවුන් ශක්ති ධෛර්යය ලැබේවා දේවයන් සමග ලැබේවා දේවගම්ම ලැබේවා කියන මේ කරුණාකරාගන්න පෙරදරි කර දැනගෙන මම පිළි සූත්‍රයන් දේශනා කරනවා කවුරු හේතු වලින් කරන්නේ ඉතින් මේ කියන කමක් නැහැ භව සුත්ත්ව මංගලං රත්හන්තු සබ්බ දේවතා සබ්බුසානුභාවේන සදා සොත්ති භවන්ති කුසේ භවතු සබ්බ මංගලං රක්ඛන්තු සබ්බ දේවතා සබ්බ ධම්මානුභාවේන සදා සොත්ති භවන්ති කුසේ භවතු සබ්බ මංගලං රක්ඛන්තු සබ්බ දේවතා සබ්බ සංඝානුභාවේන සදා සොත්ති භවන්ති කුසේ ඔබ සෑම කෙනෙකුටම සම්මා සම්බුද්ධ සරණයි.
Thank you. As a multi-religious and multi-society, multi-cultural society, I would like to offer a Christian, a prayer from the Christian tradition, and then if anybody has here who want to do any religious observance in Hindu tradition and Islam tradition, they are welcome. Please follow your head. Heavenly One, we ask your Holy Spirit to heal us this afternoon. Bless us all and bless our country Sri Lanka with all Sri Lankans living in Sri Lanka and outside Sri Lanka, and bless our country so that we can continue to have peace and development. Bless our leaders so that they continue to seek justice, walk humbly, and continue to work towards unity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Do you have anybody willing to offer any religious observance of this Hindu tradition? Okay, if not, let me ask Lanji Vijay Singh to come and do a welcome speech. And again, we are honored to have our acting ambassador, Main General Shavin Sikila, with us. And it's an honor, and I think it's going to be a beginning of a conversation that we would like to have, hopefully, in the coming years today. Let me invite Lanji Vijay Singh to do the welcome speech.
First of all, I must thank for the organizers of this forum to provide me with this great opportunity to welcome to one of our most celebrated holy members in Sri Lanka. And thank you. I believe I don't have to give any formal introduction. Who is Major General Shavin Sikila? And you all know who he was and the important heroic role he played in succeeding the war in our country. He started as a soldier in the Sri Lankan army and moved up in the ranks to win the most prestigious gallantry awards, such as Veeradhivasa Vibhushana and Ranavir Padakkama and Ranasura Padakkama. His major role in capturing Jaffna Peninsula and finally the commander of the 58th Division in the Sri Lankan Army. It made Sri Lanka the 6th landmark in Sri Lanka. We all know how important the role 58th Division played in the war. The regiment displayed enormous sacrifices in many battles, capturing and enclosing the army territory. The war which fought not just purpose of winning and losing, but to unite East and the West and the North and the South, also brought peace and established a clearer vision for the future of Sri Lanka. He became one of the great testimony in our time, uniting our motherland and provides the comfort for the rest of us to enjoy Sri Lanka as a free nation in the world. Today, Sri Lanka has beginning to see the surge of prosperity in all districts and as one nation, but some way to go. Extending his feet ahead, Savindra Silva has accepted and enjoyed representing Sri Lanka as a deputy ambassador to the United Nations, the most prestigious peace organization in the world. The organization which has the sole mission of resolving conflict and restoring peace and harmony not within countries but among the countries. It's a different role. The role which he plays now claims to mark our motherland as one of the peace-loving nations, not only within us, but also with the rest of the world. As expected, we all still love and cherish our motherland. And we are proud, and we wish Sri Lanka will fulfill our vision to emerge as a united and in all respects, rather than divide and disappear. We like to welcome you, sir, to Massachusetts, a state which became the peace-loving leader, the home for the peace-loving leader, such as President John F. Kennedy, who once said, "We all breathe the same air, we all cherish our children, and we are all mortal." I believe you and your staff have enormous responsibility to achieving this. At last look at your career, I immediately come to my mind is the great Emperor Ashoka, who gave up both and immediately after becoming the Emperor of India, accepted tea and comforted Ahimsa. We wish you every success in your role. So thank you so much for coming away from New York. We are still living about 6 and 7 feet of snow. But we still like to welcome you as a General Savindra Silva. Also accepted our invitation to talk to us as a friend and not as an official. The people gathered here are not only from Boston, but also from various other parts of New England. We all welcome you, sir, and we hope you enjoy your brief visit. Thank you very much.
Now it's my pleasure to invite General Savindra Silva to address us on the fourth World Sri Lanka. Thank you. to speak a few words to last of the dearest colleague residing around Boston, whose origin is basically found around the Indian Ocean. In a far, far away island called Sri Lanka, which happens to be most of our Latin mothers. It takes at least 12-14 hours to reach there, even if you hire a personal aircraft from New York or Boston to Sri Lanka. This much I told, especially some of the youth, young generation here in this audience, who might have not got their skills, or who have left the country long before, that they can't live in the country, or who have not seen the first of the Indian Ocean yet. For more information, it is a kind of a place, a life on the especially have the biggest problem in the country. The terrorism is no more there. In the legend of our little country, it has been an island within which it still has a strong history of boats that run back to the early ages. Second to none of the world recognized civilization. We have had all communities live harmoniously in the island earlier. Later in the face of the invading forces, those island men who were our good old ancestors had to fight to survive. Many battles were won and equally were lost. District leaders, maybe sitting here, must know that sequence of events in the past better than I do. And long after that, our island became a colony of British Empire for a period of time that changed many things in the country's history. Until the domination within Commonwealth circles under the crown of Queen was ultimately awarded. In 1948, the country received independence, and on 1972, Sri Lanka became an independent republic on the basement of Father, Weather, Guru, Bodhi, and Kampal. I suppose that for the time of the many of the youth who are here in this audience, here I do feel that there are lots of things to be clarified in true sense on the use of aftermath consequences, as there are still many differences, misinterpretations and arguments tend to find opportunities to hinder the smooth function inside the country. Some may feel, I know that from yesterday, that these things here and around, some may feel that they are not ridiculed sarcastically. Some may feel that they were neglected within the course of vigilance. But what is more important now is the freedom we won after war fighting. You are well aware of the last humanitarian operation in Sri Lanka and the amount of impact it carries across especially in the post-war scenario. Recently, I happened to refer to a concise translation of the Bhagavan Gita as I am curious of finding facts about many things which were actually pertaining to the country's past context.
දැන් කියන කරොත් මොහොතක සිවිල වර්ෂන් එක ගන්න අපේ විස්තරේ ඉලක්කය කීකින් සබ් නන් වයලන්ස් දෝසුබු ආල් බයිබල් සබ් හින්දු and Buddhists who have two major cultures in the Eastern philosophy and they say equally have to do what and what not to do. Whereas we are committed more to the process of violating many disciplines and ultimately what happens? We ourselves would tend to burn in the outcome. I wish the new generation would think in terms of preservation of peace in their mothers rather than learning on promises of finding fault and finding more trouble. Are we to preserve these achieved or let the next generation to live our duty in wisdom? I believe that. It is our duty to preserve the unity we regain after a strenuous struggle for more than 3 decades. And I believe today you have a country where there are very violent consummators, where your elders, perhaps dependents, rest in the families are living in peace at last. I just wanted to recall the past memories like that because I simply wanted to make some pride in you for having your country escaped from a fear and anxiety as it has been experiencing for the past 30 years. So, you see my appearance here today in Nazi as move over as a gesture of peace in Sri Lanka and beyond doubt that will be forever as long as we all are intact together. I am happy that I am meeting a set of worthy intellectuals from Sri Lanka who represent the mothers in this part of the world in Boston. And in these orders of educating you on the post-war consequences of Sri Lanka with a hope of maximum of your attention to the key development as there are no such independent anyway due to the obvious fact that there are no violence in the country aftermath of the final humanitarian operation 2 years back. I consider it is much essential to demonize some of the vital areas in the battle before turning into a subject matter group altogether with the introduction of how human fought in Sri Lanka. Let me try to shift into something entry into humanitarian angle of the largely concluded humanitarian operation. War fighting, gentlemen, is a kind of art that is being done risking lives in any pandemonium. In our country, we at a war against terrorism have fought the most ruthless one as you can remember how it activated its fighting elements to the extent which is level against humanity identified as the most sinister in the world. For your information, thousands of early lives of civilians were perished, including the lives of various political leaders from two major communities who saw solutions to the problem. Among such victims were the Tamils as the minority than the Sinhalese. 20 local Tamil politicians and 9 Sinhalese including one regional leader Rajiv Gandhi of India was killed. I do not wish to carry the law with more and more introduction to the sinister motives of our favored rival, but yet some of the facts will play constructively on lessons learned past, as there are shadows of liberation titles of Tamil Ila, LTC, Heaven, still pop up at present. At the outset, I must tell you about the large digital operation in Sri Lanka, to a certain extent leaving your judgment on the humanitarian actors, on the military that could have salvaged thousands of innocent civilians without themselves being subjected or getting murdered, suicide under the regime. That was not a war the government of Sri Lanka waged with the intention of to kill terrorists, mind you, but to rescue them, and that was the success behind our victory. This is another incarnation and disclosing the true facts of our success in public. You might have witnessed some of the actual battle scenarios from various video potentials by now, where there were gallant foot soldiers of the Sri Lankan army marching across terrorist strongholds to rescue innocent native Tamil civilians from the jaws of LTC terrorists who had emerged from the inside of them. LTC's act of terror and the carnage scheme of explanation, especially at the final stages of the battle in the country, as their survivors were totally on resting on the lives of innocent Tamil civilians who had been deprived of almost all civilized norms and ethics in the society. Northeastern Tamil civilians who were under them in areas previously controlled by terrorists had been permitted to open their mouths only when eating something to survive. Only they allowed to eat, open the mouth to eat, and also according to the visions of the terror organization. None had spoken on behalf of the native civilians. Other than the government of Sri Lanka, itself took measures to address the deprived people under enormous pressure by the way of launching a massive rescue mission against LTC, as it was the only way to deal with the existing terrorism. The government of Sri Lanka launched the final operation at the crucial juncture, despite warnings from many a number of outfits and personalities who insisted on military evacuation that would take place at the peak of negotiations with the rivals. But nothing could have been done to the entire soldiers of our category to stop our attempt to see the final episode of the whole drama that was dragging our country to a nightmare for more than 30 years. We dropped our swords and defeated the terrorists and rescued the whole nation from the evil of terrorism. We, the military, together could have finished the 30 years old war during our time, and it was the most delighted in our lives. However, we defeated terrorism. Was it because of the aid that we totally eliminated the physical strength of the LTC permanently, and stay away permanently from the company, including the leadership. No idea. Weak is the most vulnerable weak point of our enemy to knock out in their wings by bringing the civilian factor to our side. To tell you very frankly, we have on the terrorism long before the day, which is 10 years, as the final day of the NCC leader, or the last day of any team, the last piece of the land was rescued. Whereas the leader died in the banquet of Namdikanda Lagoon in the recent Muslim Sea Show. The winning day of the Sri Lankan military was the day that the very first innocent Tamil civilian had escaped from LTC towards us through their blockade of LTC. We in the military have done enormous sacrifices for years to see this result. We spent our whole youth in the military to see this result, my two ladies and gentlemen. We lost limbs, eyes, parts of our body. We lost lives of men, soldiers, and finally we discovered the most strategically important portion of the whole show. It's not for humanity, tender and kindness. Would that innocent Tamil civilian speak for our character as we showers of gunfire on the battlefield by LTC that inspired the biggest ever human rescue mission in the modern times in Vellamuli Whitechapel, where I could have maneuvered my own violent soldiers to raise the whole enemy line within 1.5 hours in a pitch dark night where there was not a single civilian casualty was reported due to gunfire, except for the enemy inflicted 3 suicide explosions inside within by LTC. Similar best to the civilians who needed clear. That is why the operation is widely recognized as a humanitarian operation ever to conduct in the country. I can never forget the supreme sacrifices of my men in battle. But more than anything else, what was inspiring in my life is none of the things other than the blessings of the rescued Tamil civilians by me, who are now totally free to live on their own native land. As we are at the doorstep of the 63rd independence celebration of Sri Lanka, those innocent civilians who were celebrated at the final episode in the country's war rally are the happiest ever to gain their independence physically on the ground. I feel like I am not fortunate to be around them this time to share the joy of true independence that was long, long awaited. So you might have seen me and my men in armed those days, those innocent native civilians know us very well, and they know what our soldiers have done to meet them in the battle. They know that we gave our rice packets, our rice packets, to them for days and weeks, sustaining our own hunger. They know that we went in front of to safeguard them when they were escaping. They saw our soldiers giving their best to any bullets when they were preparing during their escape, our soldiers became nervous and did some labor whose duties instances when delivering mothers to our center in what whole areas where there were not a single aid agency volunteer to appear for the sister during the last days of war. What else more about the humanitarian part in the operation? Well, now in the world could hear things of this nation. Let me now shift on to little bit on post-war development in Sri Lanka. Well, as the war is over by now, what remains is obvious to the entry developer. We have to regain what we lost during the time of conflict. And together we are not many things. We have to recover them jointly. More prominently, there will be no many security zones as previous in the areas around the military concern. People are free for their living today. I will ask you to enter Jatna, Chinnoji, Aramsan, Punari, and any other city living these days to see the busy schedules of their days in those countries. As the rival of economic prosperity soon after the decade long security terrorism, Sri Lanka significantly gained yet another commendation by Mr. Chiu Chi Ching of Singapore, the Deputy Prime Minister and the Defense Minister. When he was commenting on Sri Lanka's economical growth during his address in the session at the ISAS Singapore Institute of South Asian Studies under the topic of South Asia in the New Decade, Challenges and Prospects. He revealed that Sri Lanka is currently the second fastest growing Asian economy after China. It's so inspiring to hear that sort of comment from Singapore, which had gone high in the levels of development by looking at us back in the recent history. As the country is heading towards a recent economic situation by 2011, it could have been easily detected the war-torn areas are now under reconstruction with the bureaucratic support of native Tamil civilians who sought shelter in their government security forces during the last humanitarian operation. In Sri Lanka, war has become a hard factor in the history book, and that will be ever referred as a study matter. But today, the significance lies on the speedy post-war development. Government has prioritized demining the war-erupted areas as number one work to be finished as recently is to be completed soon. As for the latest report of the visiting UN envoy, this is back in Sri Lanka, there are only less than 20,000 IDPs in centers out of 300,000 civilians, and soon they will have their proper employment in the native land as previously. Road network linking Jaffna Peninsula has laid a permanent milestone in modern industrial uplift. And His Excellency the President was the enthusiastic figure at the ceremonial function that took place last week to open the new Samspiti causeway that bridged the gap of Jaffna and the mainland. A32, as one of the main lifelines joining western axis of the island, is today a well-constructed highway. I am so proud to see the development on A32. the entire stretch of A32 from Vienna to Brunei was liberated by 58 divisions under my command. There are miraculous opportunities are opening for the excavation of oil fields in the Vienna Basin, where one community will be able to employ various related occupations in future. I must tell you that we are in the position of generating wind power electricity from the northwestern wind of Sri Lanka. The new railroad has already come to the tip of Tarimana and now carrying a fine fishing harvest down to Palambu and south. Just look at the giant tank in Vienna. Now this is one of the largest of all in the country that had been set to destroy before the humanitarian operator. Today, the giant tank shows the potential of producing half of the rice with farmers from the country, as we will be able to see jumbo machines harvesting on cane fields in the rice fall, where I happen to fight my pitched battle against terrorism. During a ceremony recently held in to distribute new textbooks at Oshil Vivekananda Mahavidyalaya, last month, it was revealed that 140,307 students have passed in all three subjects out of 230,000 applicants in the last GCE A-level examination conducted by the Department of Education in Sri Lanka. Moreover, 4,384 students have scored A grading in all three subjects. Those brilliant students are from 10 schools out of 4 schools in the country, and among those 10, contributions from the schools in Jaffna, Batiklo and Amphala districts are compared relatively at a higher average to the previous era of war fighting. For your better knowledge, I must take you aware of the amount of schools the government has discharged previously conflicted area. Under the program of Kushin Vasantaya, Nitesh Goodwill to North, the entire infrastructure for implementation of education from primary level up to university entrance has been already introduced to the northeastern school, rural drive government. Narrow-banner implementation launched within the auspices of Information Technological Department of the Presidential Secretariat for the IT introduction to northern areas has been able to achieve a progressive result so far in the fields of education, banking, industrial development and in art and culture is universities in North and East. Rehabilitation of SDG cadres, including women and children, gained another commendation. There are two enter to the skillful vocational sector and join the mainstream of local production. The government of Ramachandra in this regard has extended to a scale that a systematic program with the conjunction of many local ministries have already met with the output of projects. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not stop me here, I will not get down or sit back from this podium, because I can tell things for days and weeks here with my own experiences in the whole sequence of termination of Sri Lanka towards peaceful nation. Anyway, I know all of you all here in this country are busy. Anyway, with my arrival at your doorstep in Boston, I carry the peace message of free Sri Lanka across everyone and would be seeking high profile diplomacy with your involvement in it to serve Sri Lanka better in future. I should remind you again that you are the representative of your country and your hearts are almost numbered again. Mind you, ladies and gentlemen, you are Sri Lankans. You are Sri Lankans, not Tamils, Sinhalese, Muslims, or any other. Mind you, united we stand and divided we fall. Let this occasion be a token of goodwill to Sri Lankan society in Boston, irrespective of whatever the region, and also worthy citizens of Boston, United States, and also let this be our task to complete as the run towards prosperity in Sri Lanka. I thank you.
We are going to open up for questions right now. We are going to have at least 45 minutes of question time. And just to give you some ground rules, just so that we can accommodate as many as possible, we are going to allow alphabet identified people who are going to raise hands. So, and if I will not allow someone to ask a follow-up question, of course, if there's time, we will do that. And please make sure be respectful and be brief so can you can listen to the response. We have one person. Could you identify, please?
I am from Indonesia.
Yeah,
please. I will be proudly announced. I am a member of the TPP Parliament. And I would like to ask questions to the Karim Rasulla. And you have been notified and criticized by human rights organizations and ICC, Amnesty International, that you have committed war crimes. And the Pentagon clearly indicates what your military have done, and the news reporter, the poor news reporter, is a failure. Her naked body and all around over the woman who raped and killed and surrounded by the army personnel. Can you give the explanation to the people? And you are saying this chemical problem is over 62 years of problem. And over 30 years, the protested in a non-violent way. And after that, the violence actually is that LGBT is our protector. They were protecting, you have known, there were so many years of violence, riots, and killed by single majority, and the single camera came out as a only one language, a Tamil never acted. And can you explain first my question is that what kind of clarification you want to give?
Thank you very much, lady. Hope you have a good answer.
I am a Tamil diaspora, I am a part of Tamil diaspora.
Great.
I proudly say I am a member of TPP Parliament.
Great. Happy to see you here in Boston. I hope that you have finished your question.
I would like to, first of all, I am here, that day I can feel proud. If I am Sri Lanka, I am dead by now.
Thank you very much. I am so pleased to see that you have the courage to come and ask a question here in this forum. I will
world, okay, and still can come and ask Krishna, I am so proud, okay. So anyway, you had, I think you have so much of questions, but that we have a key, okay, your question. Well, you came half of my, during my session. Suddenly, I saw you got up and went, so you would have seen my presentation. I'm sure you know the language proper, you have heard as to how we, mentioned as to how we conduct the operation, or the human alien operation, so, and how human beings conduct. You are talking about referring to a, video footage. You can know that there was a video footage last year also, that was Papa, and he still lies down and bed. Okay? And the same whoever hooked up has no voice after that, it was come up and gone back. Okay? It still come up. So let us see, if there have been any violations of such things, this cannot be under earth, it will burden one day. People, if someone is responsible within the normal process, yes, of course, that I'm sure the laws of Sri Lanka, and before that, even the ministry, will take actual action against those who are responsible. If it is, if you have to appeal now, if it is that in the case, that will be done. You can't expect within just some procedures coming up and the following day to take action and to come to the conclusion. Because we have seen in the past, 1 year back, but after that, that's all. I think that will be difficult. You have to ask the answer. If you don't want, you can stop your questions, or you can come out with all questions, let me answer, no problem, okay? But you ask your questions, be patient, okay, as Sri Lankan, be patient to answer. And you must allow me to answer. And you might tell tomorrow that I did not, I would like to answer each and every doubt you have before you go on this place. You ask the question, let me answer first. Because if you don't allow me to answer, and if you are not patient enough to answer, you say that you are some prestigious appointment or something which I have never heard, but the fact is that be patient, okay? I like your question, even because since you said that you are a Tamil and you identify it like that, I think more than other people will give you time. So be patient. I hope that you have that. Anyway, so you are talking about some organization that was talking about my walk of crimes or something like that. Well, I'm working at the United Nations at the moment, and I'm the DC ambassador of Sri Lanka, which is the Ministry of Sri Lanka to the United Nations. So, I can tell, point the finger to someone and tell that he's too and so, according to my wish. Another organization, there are a few organizations, many organizations in the world, maybe certain organizations are bad to certain people, then he serves them. So, proper organizations which have value, if they had, they will query. But answers will be given. So no one will try to escape from answering. They need to give answers if there is something. But if I was in a lab, not actual, so one day there will be investigation team these things, and if they file that answer like that, I'll be funny if that's in the case. But you think that if I am walking in the line and come to a place like this, will come to a place like this in front of yours? You think that it will happen? No.
Mr.
the speech of the message that is from his speaker is of the genocide of television program. Now the genocide is actually a way again towards another way to go there against Alemany. So what is coming? How do you think genocide is exactly better in Sriram?
you were with the people there to see on your own eyes?
No, I have
the allegations against him like that.
I was said there was an allegation in
surfacing.
You are superior commander.
Yeah.
So let's put it over right now and
right.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
So that I
mean, no, that's fine. That's fine.
My question is around the lessons learned and the
question. Could you tell us a little bit about its current activities? I know it's holding hearings all over the island, especially in the north and the east, and lots of, especially the civilians that had the chance to have their grievances heard and everyone had opportunity to see. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, this is what is happening these days?
The Resistance Commission was approved by the government and the Pakistan government that is really wanting to know what's going on there. Is giving this to all groups, bank comments, individuals in front of the talk about the given the opportunity of hunting the hearing. I myself have appeared twice. I was called upon twice and I have once I get them appeared and give a presentation of my part of the job. And there are 15 officers specifically by the three calls and I was asked by the Yavan sir. And a lot of people, not only the American Salam, but they also visit the field area. Wherever they have seen a word and eruption in one particular township or incident or anything, this research commission has visited it and trying to gather information and that. I'm sure very soon they will finish their report and they leave to the excellence of the president and they are sitting in the and all of us will be able to see what is all about. Although it's not a close to Australia, even there, anyone can go, any journalist can go, anyone can see and hear when somebody is doing it. So it is with them. I hope that they answer.
That is good. That is good.
Thank you for letting me answer. I have to ask my question. I'm a straight shooter, I also think that you are a straight shooter. I left the country in 1996 from Sri Lanka. In 1994, Sri Lankan military air force bombed in the church. About 40 people died. I carried and buried 6-month-old baby in there. Also, the same happened in Puerto Rico. About
1996.
No, it's 1995 that happened in Nawali, which was like Lipo. Nawali. Alright? And in Puerto Rico, 42 adults, like not even 13 years old, bombed by 300 military airports. All the time, you went out and put the notice for us. There's a war going on, you go and stay in a temple or school to save our life, and then you guys bomb us and kill innocent. Not only that happened, my 16-year-old friend in that time in 1996, you may recall that Krishanti Krishna Bulla. She got raped by 6 military forces and buried. Not only that, innocent girl, about 400 people in so many valleys, including my other friend, buried by your military forces in 1996.
Yeah, there are 12,000 people.
1,200 people.
1,200 people there.
So many valleys.
So many.
Yes.
1,200.
Yeah, 1,200. I am the victim that she got cooked by the military in that day.
She got Iran is okay. Your question can come.
Yeah. And you are saying that, you know, we were freely living and, you know, LTT was, you know, terrorizing our country. But how do you justify that?
Okay.
Not only that, one more question I have for you. You said, I can go anywhere in Sri Lanka.
Yes.
You might know in the map there's a name called Sange Sundaray or JKS. I left that place. I was born in there.
Okay.
I left that place in 1990. It's 21 years back.
Okay.
You captured that place 1990. Still I cannot go. I couldn't even memorize, I mean, I don't have even my memories about my house. How do you address that?
Okay, thank you. I'll start off with a second question.
Yes.
You must be very clear that you have the person who have born in that place.
I still have the same feeling, not only you.
Yes.
Okay? But if I have lost my own home, where I have born, I will also have the same feeling. I understand your feeling, of course. You know that I said here in my speech, if I walk again, I can recall it because I know.
Oh, okay.
But on that moment, I said, there are no many secret stones. I said, no many. I can show you the script. I have read out the script because I know that this is some place. Okay? Now that I have gone out of script, okay? So, in fact, I will show you the word if you want.
Yeah.
taller. So you go back to your country, our country, and stay there. That's the problem.
No guarantee.
Why are you
trying to ask them to break an
hour? Now we are
here.
Thank you very much, Sanit here. So my question is, why 100,000 of people, the southern people and northern people traveling back and forth, and everybody is accepting the peace and having joy, the success of what is happening in Sri Lanka. And again, majority of our Tamil friends living in the United States accepted this. Very, very few people to support accept this situation. My question is, why is there a communication gap between the government and those people? So what's the government step to think that the what is happening? That means what? Usu was saying, oh, that kind of the is there a communication gap for the how we pass this the success what is happening the north to these people? The very very few people who live in the south around the world who does not want to accept this situation.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your question for being here. I think I answered in one part of my delivery of my speech. Last stage of my intention, if I say, of course, because I'm here to pay for that. Okay? Yes, we see the beginning of this miscommunication of gaps of this dialogue. Okay? This is a start. You are walking from. Another even 100 times I'll give you a good voice, okay? I'm prepared to come, write it down, I'm prepared to come and answer, okay? I'll see what you call the gap here, any general gap. Unless otherwise we communicate like this, he could have got an answer, maybe to his liking, may still have doubt, but we know the country of God for 30 years. Okay. Within one question, I might not be able to make him happy. Okay? With one question, I may not be happy at all. But a continuous dialogue may bring this up. May bring this up. Okay? So dialogue is important. We have to interact with each other. We know that there have been problems in the past of 2 years. Now with the eyes now. And we know that the war last over 2 years, 3 decades, like that. This is also, dialogue is also not within one dialogue, you can't expect it that. It may last a few, maybe months, many years, but we have Sri Lanka. We have Sri Lanka. We can come to a dialogue that pull out all the doubts, but that is the thing. I'm here today, and I will be. And who already rehabilitated in our country and are with us. They will tell the answer. They will tell the answer. So they are the best people to tell this answer. Like that, there are information in this anything, in any society. Information to the answer. Some people pick up since they have no other way to get information for that. They get, and if it is that information, they feel that's correct, and you need to go by that. And I feel that most of the information.
Modern years, you have to have your answer, your mind, your answer.
is that we know we can't provide information always and such. Some information can be correct, some information can be wrong. The way that you look at here and other countries has been made as well, they have done so much of things. We can't just go by those things because I have not been there to answer to God. I can't tell something which I have not seen by myself. I can't just go by information and say because somebody says this country has done some human rights violation against another country or some place. I'm not there to answer, I can't answer because I really don't know the full facts. So as a disciplined soldier, a disciplined major general in our army, I would want to comment what I'm not sure. I don't go by information of somebody and I can't comment. It's very wrong. So this is the same man, and it's too many people have this thing. Hashim, you are the first one.
Yeah, my name is Hashim Mohanda, and I am from Sri Lanka, and I'm very happy to be here, especially with you. My question actually has two parts, if you don't mind, and they are very short. The first part of the question is, during the war, during the time of the war, what was the death toll between the, I mean, the army
what
and the death rate for a given day? If you just have a number,
yeah.
But it is not just the army, it is the other side as well, together.
I can't, I mean, offhand, I can't tell you exactly because I have to be responsible of my answer.
Yeah, just to wrap it up.
I know maybe we also have lost about 10,000 of people. I can't tell you because if I tell some figure about our figures, I have to be sure. But if I recall the notion of that, I can get to the exact
number.
That's the last number, I can tell. But we are not high.
My point was that let's say that you had 20 from this side and 20 from other side, so together it's 40, and now it's been like 2 years after the war. So 40 times 720 days, multiply that, we have those people living in the country. Is that right?
Correct, that is what we, that is the message that I'm trying to bring across. All those people will be like, keep on now. This is the fact. If this moment rally of any amount of days, you have seen either this party or the other party, so could be other central government movement, it could be LCC, it could have been standing or signaling. That was the day that you saw being somebody was killed somewhere or was hurt somewhere. It could have been dragging like this. So we have to be happy. What are the things that we are now trying to figure out of history? Yes, of course we have to figure out, no doubt about it, we have to figure out. But the fact is that if this was very long, it has definitely had, as you said very correctly, it has more death. And some of the talking about how freelancers were going. He was talking about someone was going and arrested and released, but at least that particular day went to Sri Lanka, as he said, I don't know, it was information according to him. Okay, went to Sri Lanka, arrested him there, and she was free, she was, would have stayed amount of days that she wanted to stay in Sri Lanka, and gone back. How do we know it was in Sri Lanka? I don't think even they will go like that, or maybe even if they go, who knows, like is that? Could have been elsewhere, you see? So, definitely, you can assume that some people have once said here, was arrested or anything. Yes, of course, if somebody is arrested, you can't do anything. Anyone arrested, legitimately, definitely, there are proceedings going on. In our country, you can't keep in jail for days and days. Even if the police or whoever arrests, that should be, they have to declare it. And there are few days. Otherwise, how come that we have declared so much of combatants who are rehabilitated and gone out? Some are many rehabilitated already. We have told the number about 10,000. Then what about those who have intermarriages within the LCC card, 100 families got married last about few months back. We organized the honeymoon also. Yeah. We organized the Okay, those who bought the income.
And as I said, we are the people who gave the first drop of water to those people. If I can show you the eyes, the faces of those Tamil civilians when we rescued them from LGD, from LGD, okay, from when LGD kept forcefully, used them as human shield, okay. Why did Tamil civilians who were by force kept by LGD at Kutunadar, no 100,000 people, rushed and came to our side? Why? Nothing but they knew that LGD had got the wrong information to people who were not even born in their period. And even wrong because they were misled. And by the time they knew how humanly we are conducting, they came to us. Otherwise they would have been there and died in that.
I don't understand. You could be able to give the water and rescue those people, but then the lady asked about what death rate each and every day you could have the commanding officer.
No, I
don't
mean
the arrow to tell
us. I can tell about my reason, but I can't say that lost how many of us here.
At least, but you are saying that you don't have no communication in between.
No, we have no
communication.
If I was asked to come and do a lecture on the war, I would have gone about the details of that now, okay? I was asked to come and do a lecture on post-war development, okay? And if you want tomorrow, if you give your number, I will let you know exactly the last number I can give you, okay? Not in hundreds of around the war, no. Because I am giving last number yet. Okay? I accept because I know to my heart, I am not a Buddha. We have three more questions and we have 10 more minutes, so I identify Veda and then Kavinda and
Sanjeev.
Yeah, we keep it very brief so we can finish it.
Thank you very much for coming over and giving us the opportunity to talk to you. There is a lot of frustration, anger, aversion, whatever term we use, within certain factors of that diaspora, you know, that's at the core and they happen in Japan. So my question is, what can we do? What do you also can do? Why is there Dhani to do it? Because you can do it. Christian, those, you know, negative aspects going on within the certain fact.
Thank you for asking the question. Well, as you guys are here, the Dhamma Kaya Nampam from a different Dhamma Kaya. In this world, have been sent by the Dhamma from Sri Lanka, as the deputy governor of Sri Lanka to the United Nations, which covers the Dhamma here. So, I'm there to answer the question. My friend is there, our mission is there. Okay? So, we are ready. I'm very grateful to people like this. Okay? Our Sri Lankans like this. But, when the courage comes, and now this is true Sri Lankans. They can come and ask questions and try to clarify their doubts. Unless otherwise we need each other. Okay? Perception can be different. So what I find is here, if you are living here in Boston, get around all people, all those who are having such doubts. I am ready, even 24 hours I am ready to come here. If you ask one session to go on for 48 hours, I am ready because I am upset last 2 days of the humanitarian operation. I am still fit enough to do that here also. So therefore, I am ready. So, if that is the best way, you can't say what is the government has done, what is the business has done, what are we doing? We are ready to do that. In my speech I said, this is the beginning of that and we will go on. They can, I kindly request you all that you bring whoever who has problems like that, I am prepared to meet, not here. You tell me any part of the part of USA or you tell me any part of the world. Okay? And I am ready to come in here, okay? Provided that with my schedule, of course, yes, I'm a government state service, so I have my job to do that. So, more and above, I'm coming here. So, I'm prepared to do that. I will come and I'm definitely ready to answer. And that is the best way of calling this issue. As we said, yeah, and we know that there are issues, okay? There are not many small issues, yes, of course. Yes, that means completely. That is tough. Somebody must come out with their question. Someone must raise their problem and that is the answer. Always the answer now may be the answer that they want, but still, with the dialogue is beginning, I am sure that you will get a good answer at the end of the day.
Thank you very much, Phil, for coming. We really appreciate your presence here. My name is Savinder.
Oh, great.
I live in Boston. What we're just hearing about our friend from Kamasandar is that obviously there's a lot of hurt on both sides. I mean, at the single least I can talk about hundreds of people that I know, at least relatives, friends, schoolmates who got killed in the war, got killed by suicide bombers, who were killed in central bank bombing. We both have stories, we both have deep, hurtful stories. And so does the Muslim, so does everybody in Israel. I guess the next step is for us to somehow heal those wounds. And everybody's been asking me what you're doing and what the government is doing. I really want to get from you what you think that we can do as people here. What steps can we take to mend these wounds and move forward?
Thank you very much. I give a special thanks to you
60,000 Sinhalese were killed. And at the same time, the LTD was there. I went by minutes of three suicide bombings, two in front of Kaila, one in front of the railway station. My mother would pray whenever I go to Colombo. My mother would pray that her son would come home alive. We were pressured. We were sandwiched by both sides, by our own people, by the LTT. This is the grievances that we have are the same. But we need to find out how we overcome by unity, how we overcome these grievances and develop the country. My father, I was returning from school, from college. I was in the first year when the LTT bombed the central bank. My father was on the first floor and he could have been killed. My friend accompanied me to Colombo. I saw the building on fire. I knew he had been here, would have been killed. Fortunately, so the grievances for Tamils and Sinhalese are the same. So what we need to find out, somehow common ground and get unite and develop the country, prosper the country. Now we have a small window of opportunity to act. We don't have a civil war, we don't have a war. Country is in peace right now, so we have to get together. We should get together and try to prosper the country. So my question is, right now 70% of the government aid and the government revenue is channeled to Northern East. All the construction work, a lot of construction, nothing is going on in the south. So all the money is channeled to Northern East and everything is happening in Northern East right now. It's okay, I don't have any problem. That's what it should be. I want to ask you how our fellow Tamil citizens how the unity, because of the involvement in the government and all the officials and all the people, how the unity happening in Northern East? How people are get united after the war? That's my question.
Okay, thank you very much for the question. Now, when you said that the 70% of the government is going to go to Northern East, he maybe thought intentionally, he had a bit of a smile going on. That is information that when he has information, maybe somebody has told him that he takes a cent on him.
Yes.
So he might go and try and say, no, you see, that is why I'm
here. No,
I do understand. If I was told, if I know that if I am being read by somebody, only 5% is given and somebody is talking about 70%, I also have the same type of a minor laugh or sarcastic smile or whatever you have, but it's that. But remember, as you very correctly told, we have providing so much things to not any. Okay? Those who have not physically visited A9 Road, to see the A9 Road, if you say that A32 road coming from Mana, Bhagavad, Mana, up to Kudari, Sanskrit, Chen, I know where I who rescued from Mana to Kudari, A32 road, I saw the status of that road. Okay? We have pumped so much of garments, successive garments have pumped so much of money to travel road to the developer. But what happened? The bike was a certain amount of things were taken by LTT and LTT put gases on those cars, used those cars and put gases within other areas. I myself have seen to my eyes too. Now today, you go on interview, it's a sad huge road which never had existed in the history of our country. Okay? It's that. If you go to Vadiklo, East Ramon, I can say this level of country, right? The trains to go to Vadiklo, see the amount of roads, see the amount of bridges. So here we have to, we are going, we the governments of Sri Lanka felt that certain things that could not do because of the LTT was basically handling certain areas, we have to keep that. We have to keep that. So that is why I have you accepted also. I think majority is pumping you on the other side to get a better life. You see, some people have not seen those who are under LTT, who have control over there. You see, and
cannot clean body, the other parts of cleanup. So that is the life. They are not seen in certain things. They are not being it. Even, so, as I said, when we recovered and liberated the giant tank in Asia, we thought that as actually the sensei can give water for them to harvest in right for. No, they didn't allow that. That is because they wanted the recruitment among the people. They wanted recruitment among the people. If people were having harvest, if their people were having things to eat, no one is joining the every problem. Okay? So therefore, purpose is they drop all the food here going to the cultivator. And it was not cultivated for many years. So that was that. But because that happened, we can't just say responsible government in Sri Lanka. We have to pump all those things. Maybe technology is going there. Okay? We have to be patient and ensure that those people also get that benefit. And they also must come up. That is how we must do. And if we had used it during the operation, we were in hunger and giving the packets, the right packets to the poor people. And maybe we knew that they are hungry. Those who have fired us 10 feet back and killed my own soul for 6 months. If now and our have surrendered to us and we are giving our packets of rice to them. That is humanity, that is. I couldn't answer one of the demands about when they ask the humanitarian law, we respect. We have been trained by International Committee of Red Cross about humanitarian law. We know what are the facts is, what are the issues that they say. We know what is humanitarian law. We know how to treat prisoners of war. So they believe me. Because we are disciplined soldiers, we are responsible. Today we can't come and talk to them, do something else tomorrow, no. With responsibility we are telling, we can't hide in the society. So therefore, we have to do that. We have to do that. And you and I both should be happy that not only is getting too much like that. Today you go to Kapsa, you go to Kapsa, you are here as you see the houses just like small houses like that. At what rent they sell a room in Kapsa for Sri Lankan southerners to live one night in the Kapsa. Okay? You will see how faster. If you have a house there, you will see that how much they gain. That much. There is not a single room that you can take in Kapsa. Even when I'm my friend or someone going, we have to at least 2-3 weeks. I first of all, they say I'm going to Kapsa and I'm going to get a friend. I say, first of all, tell me the Mr. Weekend. I say, Weekend, don't talk, not this side of 2-3 months. Don't think of a long weekend in Kapsa. It is full. Even this day, it's full. You will see how they are living. Okay? So, I mean, this is the thing. I'm requesting of the 7 people who are living here. Please go. Don't go by information. Some people go, okay, and they live very happily there, and when they come back, they give another information. Okay? Even if we know, you see, some people say they have been checked, they ask, even in Colombo, so why you are checking our answers? Any country, any place, to see that we have just finished a war, but not a single incident that happened last 2 years, you know what happened in Iraq. Okay? After, within 1 month, the country was taken over total control. How many suicide explosions came? Okay? But Iraq has not a single explosion at all like that. That is because we are having this type of security control for watery. That is a must. For time being, yes, if we leave now, in time to come, definitely we are trying to keep police more responsibly, certain defense, very correct actual, that will be actually sustained, and they are now, we are handing over to police. And time to come, the police will do, and police will also go down in their, under the operations in that state. You know that last week, over hundreds of, thousands of running, from Madrasa, are joining the police force. So this is what is happening. Overnight we can't expect. Hitler wound is so difficult wound, okay? That wound, that wound can't, even if it is healed, you even fully heal, still you will feel the pain. Even if it is not pain, you will feel it is uncomfortable, okay? Even after healing. That is human danger. But I'm sure your time to come these things to come, and we have the registration. Okay, last
year.
Yeah,
last year. Yeah,
last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Elena, for coming here, and then so personally, very and thank you very much for the service you have done to reach Sri Lanka on the television.
There's a question I most really want to ask you. I want to know how is there any daily tools of the news that is being circulated, particularly on the Tamil media, that the Sri Lankan government is undertaking a systematic program to colonize the North and the East. Many people are saying that they are homeless.
I'm not to my knowledge, I'm sorry, I'm not to my knowledge, I'm not sure such a thing. Maybe keep the information and let's see, I mean, the private lobby will let you know if there is an issue or so. I'm very clear enough to handle the situation. This government is the government who has handled the situation. It's about for last 3 decades. I'm sure the government will balance also in the same positive manner. And I think the questions are over. Questions are not over. Questions can be raised anytime. And as you know, I'm not going out tomorrow. I'm the deputy government representative of Sri Lanka, representative of this country, in New York, anyone of you all can come to my instance. You all are welcome to my instance. You all are welcome to my room. Okay? And we can discuss anyhow. And what we must try to see is that we should not have doubts. If you have doubts, all your friends they have doubts, please try to clarify them. That is the best way. I mean, this is
Unlike other places, the freedom of speech has won in Boston.
think we never cancel the event, but we continue to welcome everybody to have a dialogue and to continue the communication conversation. And again, I want to thank everybody and those who accompanied that and thank you everybody and have a good night. And and if you haven't given a donation for the blood bin weekend, please make sure we suggest a $10 donation. Our team will be collecting that money, and please do that as you leave the hospital. But I think you can stay, gather around, and maybe say hi to the president and then share some snacks and coffee. Please feel free to stay around.
We are coming here.